There was a grave man, both wealthy and wise. Two sons had both proper and tall. The elder was very proper and very precise. The other to wellness did wholly incline. His parents therefore was grieved full, sore and mighty displeasure against him they bore. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. This lusty, brave youngster that lived at ease and never had tasted the temper of care, quoth he, if my doings your mind do displease, then give me my portion that falls to my share. Then ye shall not be long troubled with me, yet will I live gallant and pleasant, quoth he. Young man, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. Oh, quoth his parents, you wicked, lewd lad, what will become of thee where thou shalt go? Seeing thy government, it is so bad, but misery and beggary upon thee shall grow. Quoth he, if I knew that this would be true, be sure I would never make moan unto you. Young man, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. His parents that saw him put him to flight, paid him his portion without all delay, saying, good sir, I pray, take your flight, I mean not, quoth he, in your presence to stay. But now I will see each foreign country and view the world, what fashions there be. Young man, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. Thus in his jollity he rides along, and in his apparel most sumptuous and brave. To view this brave gallant much people did throng, where he like a prince himself did behave. Ye honored was he with cap and with knee, and at his command the proudest now be. Young man, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. With music each morning his ears they had fed, of gold and silver he maketh no spare. With flattering speeches away he was led, his body is fed with delicate fare. What he doth require he hath at his desire, but such as want may lie in the mire. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. Proper fine women of beauty most bright do strive for his favor and friendship each day. They call him their honey, their joy and delight. They kiss him, they call him, and wantonly play. They swear till they die, those falsely they lie, he shall be their sweetheart and pretty pigsty. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. Some gave him handkerchiefs, some gave him rings, some strewed his windows with flowers so sweet. Some to delight him both dances and sings, some with rose water doth wash his feet. And what shall I say? They took him away, they woo him and do him what kindness they may. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. Thus with their allurements, their winks, and their wiles, they used to bewitch this prodigal boy. He buys with gold angels their kisses and smiles, and stores them with every new fangle and toy. He buys them new gowns and many fair pounds, and white wine and sugar amongst them he drowns. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. When he had upon them thus wasted his wealth, consumed his substance's treasure and store, ye cracked all his credit with hazard of health, that he could banquet these minions no more. With words of despite, they fly from his sight. They call him base rascal, forsaking him quite. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. Then was he brought to misery great, his garments all ragged and torn, you might see. His body ne'er starved for want of good meat, his clothes at elbows, his hose broke at knee. And in his distress he knew no redress, his harlot spit at him in his heaviness. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. Then bitterly mourning he went up and down to get him a master that he might dine. At length a rich citizen dwelling in town sent him to the country to keep all his swine, whose hunger was great for want of good meat. He sat him down by the hog's husks for to eat. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. And as by the hogs he was feeding apace, with many a sigh and a sob he did say, "Now I am brought to a pitiful case, alack that my parents I did disobey. Their servants at home at very worst groom have meat and drink plenty, and here I have none. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. Wherefore to my father again I will go, asking him forgiveness for my lewd life, showing to him my grief and my woe, reputing my folly that it set at strife. Then straight the same day he taketh his way, and came to his father's enraged array. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. With bitter mourning he falls on his knees, saying, "Dear father, forgive what is done. For I have offended Christ Jesus and thee, unworthy I am to be called thy son. Yet do not disdain to take me again as one of thy servants to take any pain. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain." With that the tears fell from his father's eyes, with joy and gladness they flow full fast. He kissed his son and bid him arise, saying, "I have found my child that was lost. With garments full gay he did him array, and killed a fat calf to honor that day. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. And gently led him by the hand, great joy and melody there was made. But when his eldest brother did understand the truth of everything that hath been said, full angry was he when this he did see, his prodigal brother thus honor would be. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. And to his father thus he did speak, long time I served thee and many a day, and thy commandments never did break, but all my life long I did thee obey. Yet never found I such great courtesy at this wretched unthrift that let his wealth fly. Young man, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. Oh, quoth his father, consider, my son, all that I have one day shall be thine. Then do not grudge at what I have done, nor at thy poor brother do thou repine. For he was lost, plain, but is found again. He was dead, but now is risen again. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain. This worthy parable Christ he did tell unto the comforters of Christians each one. Although by our wickedness we do rebel, yet by true repentance our Father of heaven doth pity our case, receiving us to grace, and joys everlasting with him to take pain. Young men, remember, delights are but vain, and after sweet pleasure comes sorrow and pain.